This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com with Captain John Reagan. You know, John, we're talking about the EpiPens and how they have the increased in price. And top of the hour news, we just heard that they're going to come out with a generic version that's only $300 a pair. $300 a pair. And they used to be $7, right?
They're just so loving and caring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And previous hour, you mentioned that this small chip, the new LIDAR chip that's used or being manufactured for self-driving vehicles, costing less than a dime to manufacture. My concern, John, is all of these laser technologies that we're using, you know, I'm concerned that they can damage our eyesight. So we have laser pointers in schools. We have, and children are using them. If you go to a gun show, you see these things bouncing off the walls. You know, people are picking up these laser scopes for handguns and rifles, and I don't think people are as careful as they need to be with lasers. And I'm concerned about someone doing surgery on our eyes by their carelessness when they point these lasers at us. And if you point one at an airplane, you want to see what happens when the federal authorities come down on your house. Just try pointing one of these things at an airplane. It's absolutely illegal to point a laser at an airplane. So I'm concerned about these laser circuits and the self-driving vehicles. I don't know enough about how much power they use. I don't know enough about the technology because it's brand new, but I have concerns just on the surface.
Well, also don't forget we've talked about how they can use light to adjust your neurons. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we talk about, you know, like you just did, the assault on our eyes with, you know, our portable music devices. We've got a lot of hearing problems from using headphones turned up at too high a level. And I just wonder, you know, is this part of the strategy to help induce you into the brain chip implants just so you'll still be able to communicate with other humans?
After you've damaged your own senses, right?
Right.
By our own stupidity. Yeah. You know, John, when I get on the tractor, I have these orange, soft, cushy, squeezable earplugs. And I squeeze them down and I put them in each ear. And I wear safety glasses. Depending on what I'm doing, I'll wear a respirator. I'll cover myself up as best I can. I'll wear a long sleeve white shirt in the summer. You know, a shirt that I've designated for farm use, so it'll have grease and, you know, paint on it and stuff. But I'll wear a long sleeve shirt in the summer when I'm on the tractor to keep the sun's rays from drilling through my skin. And I was on the phone with Miles over the weekend, and I told him that, I said, Miles, have you heard the term farmer's tan? Farmer's tan. And what a farmer, and he said yes. And a farmer's tan is, you know, from the tips of your fingers to the end of the short sleeves, if you're wearing like a t-shirt. And so your arms will be brown. And he said, yes, he's heard of it. And I said, well, I have a farmer's tan, and I'm pretty dark. My arms are pretty dark because they've been out in the sun. And so I'm concerned about a lot of things that are happening to us, John, these assaults from the sun's rays, from the chemicals, from the electromagnetic radiation, from the lasers, and all of these things. And so when I go through one of those conveyor belts where I check out and buy food or whatever I happen to be buying, I make sure I don't look at those electronic scanners with those little lasers in them, those red lasers. I mean, why would I want to look at them and damage my eyesight? So they're everywhere. And what about the young people who are operating those conveyor belts for checkout? They're exposed to that a lot more than I am. I want to get out of there as soon as I can. Just a thought. I haven't read anything that says they're dangerous, but I have a feeling they are.
I think almost everything they make for us is dangerous.
Yeah, especially if you get into the cab of a car or a light truck and you look at the electromagnetic radiation readings from a tri-field meter that, you know, Norm Shealy talks about. I've done it, and it I can't read how much electromagnetic radiation is because the needle on the meter slams all the way to the right. Bam! I mean, it doesn't gently move to the right. It slams as hard as it can instantly, as fast as that meter can respond to the right-hand scale. No matter what the scale is, it is maxed out with electromagnetic radiation in the cab of a car. Now, who doesn't get in a car? And when you add in the electronics of these self-driving cars, I'm sure it's going to get worse. I'm certain of it. So, John, I'm at the Financial State of the Union, hour number two, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I'm at the news tab, hour number two. Where did you want to start?
Well, I just want to quickly mention for those in the class that got here late, there's first link in the first hour is for the Hear the Watchman. We discussed, they've announced the schedule, and I read about that on the air. So if you missed that, you can either listen to the archive or you can go to the link, click on schedule, and you can see what's coming up.
And about the archives, John, Ron Gibson is now posting archives on YouTube, usapreparers.com. USA Preparers. The Ron Gibson channel, he posts Alex Jones, Mike Rivero, and us on his channel. Those are his three favorite broadcasts. And he posts them without commercials. So if you want nonstop USA Preparers without commercials, you can get that right on YouTube, and they're posted daily. So today's broadcast is posted probably within an hour of the end of the broadcast. You can also listen to us daily on GCNLive.com, the podcast, the archives, and Republic Broadcasting, and as well as AM and FM broadcasting stations that pick up our signal. Okay, so you're going to be at Hear the Watchman in Knoxville on September 30th through October 2nd. You're going to be a featured speaker. As a matter of fact, you kick off Saturday's lineup. That's impressive. Congratulations, John.
Thank you. And you've been a key part in helping me get the word out. Most of my radio time has been on USA Preparers. And I just wish we could have got the word out to more people sooner, but you just do the best you can.
Yeah, that's all. You're absolutely right. There are so many people who we could reach, but they're really, some are just not interested in, and we have to just let them do their own thing, because we can't do it all. We can't. But for those who are paying attention, we are so delighted that you're with us. We really are. And while you've mentioned this, I was in the shower today, And sometimes I get these ideas, and because of the white noise of this high-pressure, low-volume showerhead we have. And I was going to ask our class, if any of you have taken our advice or implemented some of the things that we talk about, like buying a farm, getting away from high-density population areas, as we have here, would you call in? Let's do it tomorrow. Would you call in tomorrow and let us know how it worked out? Good, bad, ugly. Did it work out well? Did you not like it? Would you share with us your thoughts if you have moved away from high-density population areas to a farm, for example? I'd love to know what went into that decision, what happened, and some of the results. So if you'd like calling in tomorrow, Mike Parsons will be with us tomorrow. We're going to be talking about spying and some farm tips. So it's a great time to do that. So, John, hour number two, it's worse for cities. Is that where we're going to start?
That's where we're going to start. Mm. And you know what happens when I start running numbers. Remember before, it was the week before the last Get Prepared conference, I had just completed running the latest numbers, and this based off of the food supply. There's a 60-day supply chain of grain-type products in this just-in-time supply that we've got worldwide. And while it's true we could grow more food, the market just won't allow it, so we have to live within that supply. And based on those calculations, I determined that we had a 99.5% fatality rate, and you could hear my voice that presentation that Monday that I presented that. It was a little shocking. And just based on the food supply, because if you're not already raising most of all or all of your own food, it's like Marjorie Wildcraft said at one of the expos there in Lebanon, if you have anything less than 100% crop failure for your first 3 years, you have a green thumb.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that means you've got to have 3 years of food stored up while you're going through that learning curve. And if it needs more than 3 years, then you've got other problems. And I think some people say, well, yeah, but there's stuff we can forage out there. Well,
yeah, right.
That's what we're going to get ready to talk about here. What it takes for the hunter-gatherer lifestyle. And it's even worse than we talked about before.
Yeah, and those guys that say, hey, I got me a gun, I'm going to go hunt. We've got a surprise for you. It's reality, and you're going to hear more about it when we come back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. SolarC is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why SolarC beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why SolarC is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, John, let's hear it. What's it going to be like?
Well, this information was posted on Survival Blog, which is James Wesley Rawls' website. The contributor was DD, and this writing was so long, it was actually broken down into three parts. Part three was posted on Friday. And it's I'm not in the position to right now, which gets into all the excuses we have for not preparing. And, you know, you might call them reasons. I know a lot of us don't have enough money to do hardly anything with, especially with today's economy. And, you know, it ends up being it doesn't really matter if it's a valid reason or not. Unless you find an alternative, you got big problems. So starting off in part three, you know, it's the I, we will hunt. And the author talks about doing research on primitive living. They read that it takes about 10 square miles for a single person to live off the land with hunting and foraging. And that's to make it sustainable so that you can, you know, do that year in, year out. And I haven't confirmed that statistic yet, but it seemed reasonable, so I used it and I ran with it. So here are the numbers on this, and for most of this I used county data. For here in a large city like Dallas, which is in Dallas County, Dallas County has 909 square miles. So you divide that by the 10 square miles per person. That means that Dallas County could, on a rounded basis, support 91 people. That's really not a lot of people, especially when you consider there's over 2.5 million currently living here. So when we talk about a fatality rate of 99.5% just for the supply chain of food, when you get down to the natural supply chain, compared to the current population to what the county could do, it's 99.9 out for quite a few decimal points. It's so it basically works out to about 1 in 27.5 million, one in 27.5 thousand people for the population is what it can support. That's not a whole lot, I talked about how we were trying to move to the next county over, which that went down the tubes when Becky had her job pulled out from under her. That county, it's a little bit smaller than Dallas County, 808 square miles, so could support about 81 people for the county. But it's got a much smaller population, only about 115,000. So that's still not good, 81 out of 115,000. But it's better odds than Dallas County. So I looked at what would it be for the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex? Because it's you know how metroplexes are, just because you've got one county, you really can't tell the difference because it's practically paved, end to end. So for the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, that's over 92, almost 9,300 square miles. That means we could support about 929 people for the entire Metroplex. The problem is we have 7.1 million people living here. So less than 1,000 out of 7 million is all the land can support. Now, looked at another county that is a little bit more on the rural side, and I'll discuss that when we get back.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and he's wiping that smile right off our faces. We're talking about hunting and gathering in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, as an example. And Glass, where you live, is similar. Maybe not in density.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John, I need to just take a short side trip. So, here's the headline on the Daily Mail. Humiliated Huma finally dumps sexting wiener. Hillary's aide separates from her husband just hours after he sent an admirer a photo of his crotch while their four-year-old son slept beside him. That's Daily Mail. Well, here is abcnews.go.com. Huma Abedin announces she's splitting from Anthony Weiner. Huma Abedin announced today that she's separating from her husband, Anthony Weiner. The announcement comes from the wake of the latest allegations of the former congressman sending lewd messages to a woman online. And if you go to the Drudge Report, it's she's had enough Weiner. these people are just intergalactic disgraces. And that's this ilk that Hillary is involved with. So it's not only the lying, the cheating, the government for sale, the foundation being used as a funding operation for the Hillary's millions and millions of dollars that they use as their personal piggy bank. You've got these scandals that just won't quit. So here, Huma is in the van with Hillary, and her husband sending a picture of his crotch to some woman while he's sleeping next to his son. This guy is an intergalactic disgrace, and if that's what you want in the White House, God help us. Back to you, John.
Well, we've been talking about what it takes to live the hunter-gatherer lifestyle. And keep in mind, in our 21st century world, there's only small pockets where there are tribes that still live that way. So almost nobody has these skills today. Humans switched over to farming thousands of years ago. And with farming, you can raise plants and animals on a smaller part of land, you know, multiplying the effort. And that's what we've been living on. And then with the 20th century, we had the Industrial Revolution that came in, modernized how you did that. You know, you used tools with less and less people, and what they're working on now in the 21st century is not even needing the people for the farms, just using smart machines for doing that. This is an academic exercise because, like I say, we don't have the skills, but if we did have the skills, this is what it would mean. So I looked at Houston County, and you can basically, do this yourself for wherever you live, whether you want to look at a county level or state level, whatever jurisdiction that you want to do. You look up the population and the square miles for that. Of course, you can do the calculations for square kilometers. So you take the square miles, divide by 10, and that's the number of people that that area could support. So Houston County, which is not where Houston is in Harris County. Houston County has Crockett, not exactly a big metropolis there. It's a bit larger, 1,237 square miles, so it could support about 124 people. Has a population a little under 23,000, so in a nice rural setting like that, in theory, you could have 0.5% of the people survive. The only problem is that once things go south, and this is the grid down situation we're talking about, people are going to be over foraging what's out there. So obviously these large numbers of people in the cities, there would be nowhere near enough for them on a normal basis for sustainability. Forget about sustainability. There's not going to be enough out there just for short-term grab everything that is edible. So once the land has gone through that, it's going to take time for that area to recover so that you could even use it for the hunter-gatherer lifestyle. So, you know, unless it's a remote island somewhere that, you know, you've got limited people on, you know, forget about doing the hunter-gatherer thing. It's just not going to work. You're going to have a certain amount of food stored, more so if you don't have the skills and not already growing most or all of your own food. And, you know, like it or not, this is real life.
John, as you say this, I was thinking of several things. First, if you look at the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, we used to broadcast on a station there a couple years ago. So I traveled there, and I got a chance to see the area. There's not a lot of place for deer to live and wild animals to live. So not only are you thinking about, you know, over-hunting that land, and the number of people, there can't be enough animals because it's not wild. It's not a great place for wild animals to live because it's been paved over. Buildings and sidewalks and parking lots and roads and so forth. That's one thing. Then I was thinking about this cop that I know, this former cop. And I remember him saying to me, "Vincent, I don't need to prepare. I got me a gun." So what that tells me is he is going to hunt people. This former cop is literally going to hunt people and steal from them what he was too lazy to do for himself and his family. So he's gonna hunt people. That's a former cop I know. I can't stand the guy, but that's his outlook. He's got him a gun, and he's gonna go use his gun to take whatever he needs. That is his attitude. Then you add to that what happened here in Missouri in the 1950s, and that was a massive drought. And it was so bad, John, that the hunting happened, the fishing happened, the fish were fished out of the few ponds that were left. Many of them dried up, most of them dried up. The grass all burned. The cows had nothing to eat. Farmers were cutting down trees to feed the leaves of trees to their cows to keep their herds alive. And there was starvation because all the wild animals, the deer almost were almost totally eliminated here in Missouri. And then small animals like squirrels and rabbits, you couldn't find them anywhere. That's what happened. People were eating anything they could. And if you look at Japan during World War II, many of the Japanese were eating grass as filler because there wasn't much else to eat. So you are absolutely positively right on with this discussion, John. And there's so many people who think that they can open the refrigerator and if you ask them, "So how much food do you have put back?" "Oh, we got months. You know, we're good for months." And they're the same people that open the refrigerator and say there's nothing to eat. You're absolutely right. And let's add to that the phone call I got this weekend from one of our instructors in Europe. And very, very somber tone. He said, "Vincent, did you know about what happened with the German government advising their people to prepare and have at least a week's worth of food stored up, food and water? Were you aware of that?" And I said, "Yes." John, were you aware of that?
"Yes, I saw that."
Mm-hmm. And then he said, "Okay, that was last week. It's been updated this weekend." So on Saturday, he told me that it's been updated. And it's been updated to confiscation of farms. So if there is a massive event, a large event, whether it be natural or otherwise, farms are subject to be confiscated by the German government. Were you aware of that, John?
Yes, I saw the headline on that this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have the same thing in the United States by executive order.
We do. And you and I reported that I'm thinking a year and a half ago at least, that we reported that Barry and the Bandits, Barry signed an executive order that he can seize telecommunications, food, manufacturing, transportation, energy, farms, anything that they deem that they should seize. He signed an executive order. But I would love to be able to do that, wouldn't you? Just sign an executive order saying, you know, all y'all out there, you're our customers. And not only that, you're going to have to buy our product. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be fun to set up a business where we tell everybody that they will buy our product at our price, and if they don't, we're going to fine them. What a racket. What a racket. And that's what Barry and the Bandits are doing. And they say they're going to seize our property if they deem it necessary. They deem it necessary. Without our permission. So, class, what are you going to do about that? Think about that. So what happens if you have a farm and this team of thugs arrive at your door? These thugs arrive at your door and say, oh, by the way, this is really a nice farm. You're out of here in 24 hours. Or we're going to have to shoot you. What do you prefer? Did you say you were going to leave or stay? Just so we know. What are you going to do, class? What are you going to do if they come over and say, I'm so glad you've stored some food up, because there are a whole bunch of people who were complacent and ignorant and naive and lazy. And they didn't heed all the warnings. So they're kind of hungry, and they need your food and your garden and your fuel and everything else you've got. By the way, they need your sneakers too. We'll be right back.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Black. Cheater.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. The Financial State of the Union.com. We're at the news tab. And, John, we're going to try to get through a couple more of your posts right after George. George in New Hampshire, welcome.
Hi, Vincent. Hello, John. I just wanted to say one other factor that's thrown into the mix. The Saudis, the Chinese, the Germans, among others, have bought up prime agricultural land. And we've seen different things that have happened, the Bundy Ranch, but the more that it seems to shape up, as I know John's been keeping us briefed with over the months and years, and you have, is that they seem to be forcing a lot of farmers out of a lot of places. But I think it's going to be armies, certain kinds of armies, like plunder. And I think they're going to look at us like ripe fruit on a low-hanging branch. And I believe the reason those borders are open as much as they are is I think they've been moving a lot of troops in under the guise of quote-unquote immigration. And I believe when the nickel drops or the dime drops, I honestly think that they are going to take whatever they feel is coming to them from all of the loans. And I think that the food, just because the government's going to take over all these resources and agriculture, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be used for the American people.
Very good point. John Reagan?
Well, part of this depends on how widespread the grid down is, I really think that it would end up being a worldwide event. So in that case, it doesn't matter about the other countries. They're as in bad of a shape as we are. If, however, it is just an attack to take down the United States, and again, I wouldn't be too worried about having troops come to your door, because all they got to do is wait for about 2 months, and then they can just take whatever they want.
Because we won't be here.
Right.
But we'll be in such a weakened condition fighting each other that, like you say, I mean, but I really see that they're not really fixing anything. They want it to implode. They want it to come down, because then it's going to be easy fruit to, just for the pickings.
Again, the other option is the Agenda 21 route, where they're trying to get everybody into large cities and have very controlled lives.
I won't take away any more time, John. I know you've got some points to make. Nice talking to you, Ben. And John, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, George. John, are we going to have time to get to when the truck stops running and the slaves?
I'm not sure about that. I want to make one more observation on the hunter-gatherer. You know, if you do live way out in the boonies where, you know, city people probably wouldn't get to, because in a grid down, the city people can't get too far. They're not going to be able to use vehicles. Look at what happened during Rita when they evacuated Houston. Interstate 45 was a parking lot practically all the way from Houston to Dallas. And you know, that wasn't even trying to evacuate the entire city. That was, you know, the people in the worst areas. So if you think you're in one of those areas where you're kind of safe from the population and you can possibly do this hunter-gatherer thing, keep in mind, just for a couple of couples or a family of four, yeah, that's 40 square miles you would need. So that's a little bit over 6 miles by 6 miles, if you're looking at a square. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good amount of territory that you have to cover without the technology that's used to covering that with. So,
including that, bringing back whatever you were able to hunt. Let's say you got a deer and you had to drag it back 3 miles. How many of us are able to do that? Not too many, I think. And then what do you do when you get it back? Do you know how to clean it? Do you know how to hang it? Do you know how to skin it? Do you know how to make sure you don't waste it? Well, class, if you get a chance, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I think it would be great if you looked at the news tab and then click on hour number two, necessary distance, when the truck stopped running, slaves. Those three items, it's going to ruin your day. Captain John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I research the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.